Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, now out in, golly, I don't know how many editions it's out in, probably 16th edition. Something has sold something under a million copies worldwide. And under a billion across the galaxy. She is one of our top technology experts, especially online. I mentioned to you earlier, you know, yesterday I was talking about the browser wars, and I pointed out that we used Netscape's Navigator back in the very early days. Well, guess what, folks? She was part of the team that built that browser, and that's back. She was only five when that happened, back in the early 90s, and. But she's here to talk to us about something very important. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Good to have you back. I've been invoking your name, and I was reminding people that the first browser they ever used was the Navigator, probably, and we didn't ask too much of browsers back in those days, did we, Anita? We're just glad to get online with them.
We didn't ask very much about cars 100 years ago.
Exactly. But it's interesting, though, that... The evolution of the browser. I did some research with our poll question last week, Anita, to ask people which browser they prefer. You know, now that they have choices. Back in those days, you know, back in 95, 96, we really didn't have much of a choice. It was pretty much Navigator, and now about half of the people are using IE, Internet Explorer for Microsoft. About a fourth are using Mozilla Firefox, which is a descendant of the Navigator, and then you've got the rest of them are using Chrome by Google and Safari by Apple.
Yep, So
it's interesting how people are evolving. Now, one of the things that I also posed recently was a question I posed was whether a social media platform could become a business's replacement for a website. Could a Facebook community become more important for some businesses than having their own website? Not that it would replace them. Not you wouldn't have both, but could it possibly be more important? What do you think?
It could be. You know, it really depends. I mean, and I like the fact that you said some businesses. Because one of the big studies that are coming out is people don't want to do business. They want to separate their personal life from their business life, and they resent when their business life intrudes on Facebook.
Yeah.
So that's the thing you got to ask. When you're talking to people, are you talking to them in their personal life, mm-hmm. or are you talking to them in their business life? If you're talking to them in the business life, they resent if you connect with them on Facebook.
Right.
If you're talking to them in their personal life, then they don't mind talking to you.
Two different communities.
So if you're a clothing store, your personal life.
Right.
Talking to them at work, if you're a distributor of widgets and they're a purchasing agent, they're not going to be very happy. They don't want to talk to you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really figure out where you are. And I see this. I see it. My business is a business to business, and people don't want to talk to me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about what organizations I do talk to on Facebook, I'm a coach for I'm a soccer coach, and all the coaches, we communicate. How our region communicates is through Facebook. They prefer because it's easier for them. They can just post it up, and everyone can then
right.
just see their posts.
But you use social media as a tool, not as a chat device, right? I mean, mostly, if I'm not mistaken, you use it more as a tool, not just something to get on and chat about all the time.
See, personally, that's how I feel about it. I don't want to broadcast what's going on in my life. And I don't want to broadcast pictures of my family.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my personal
And as much as I love you, I don't care what you had for lunch.
Exactly. But there's some people that, I don't know, have, you know, I feel the same way about you, Jim.
But you know,
I don't care if your car broke down. I don't care if you had to drive your wife to work.
But let's talk about the difference between, we'll come back after these messages. Let's talk about the difference between your personal page and a fan page, which is kind of your business page on Facebook. We're going to do that right after these messages with Anita Rosen. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of E-Learning 2.0. That's her new book, E-Learning 2.0. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.